has from a date at the top. Don't get lulled into so that doesn't last too much longer. We started darshaning the psukim. How do we get into this? Because the Gemara wanted to explain what diu is, and it got to diu partsukim, and we got into how Adam and Chava were created, so we're continuing now with that. Vayidiyeh el ha'adam, the Rabban Hashem brought Chava to Adam, malamed she'osa kodesh baruch hu shushbinus la'adam harishon. Rashi says shushbinus, shenishtadu b'chituno, the samcho l'sasek b'tzorchei sudas chupa. A shushbin is one who's mishtadel and marrying off somebody, and when the marriage takes place, he's misameachim and takes care of the arrangements for the suda. He's not just somebody who walks him down to the chupa. Okay, so the shushbin, they were usually the parents or whatever. So he became a shushbin. L'adam Arishon, he personally, the Rabban Hashem himself personally took care of arranging the chasen. Mikan legadol shiasa shishbinus lekatan. From here we see that even a greater person should be a shushbin for a lesser person. If the Rabban Hashem could be for Adam and Chava, then there's no one who is greater than anyone else that can't be. Val yero, and you shouldn't feel bad about it. L'manda omer partsuf hay minayu sogi bereisha. Okay, if they were two distinct forms, male and female, back to back, which one went first? Which one walked forward and which one was schlepped along in the back? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mistamra de Zocher Sagi Bereisha. Mistavra that the male went first. The Tanya, Yolo Yahalech Adam Achore Ishta, Badera, Vafilu Hi Ishta. Person's not allowed to walk behind a woman, even if it's his wife. So the Zohar couldn't have walked behind the Nekeva walked behind the Zohar. Now, Rashi says, Vathilu, Sogi Mahalech, walking. Vathilu hi ishto, shehu gnailo. It's not a, it's a gnai. Because it's a gnai, it doesn't make a difference which way you're facing. Others learn the reason is because of hiruv. You walk behind a woman, you're going to have indecent thoughts. And even with your wife, what's it called? So the Marsha says, you see from here a raya, that it's not like that. It's not because of indecent thoughts. Because here, if the Zohar would have gone behind, he couldn't see what's going on. He's going backwards. But Lechora, that's not what it means. Lechora, with the Mechila, the cover of the Marsha, what it means like this. Since there's an inyan of hero for a Zohar to walk behind in the Keva, therefore it's a genai always, even if there is no hero for a Zohar to walk behind in the Keva, even his own wife. Okay, since this posture is something that normally could lead to hirurim royim, therefore that thing of a man walking behind a woman is a gnai. Because even a gnai by your own wife, because not everybody else knows it's your own wife. So therefore it's a gnai even if there's no hearer, even if the person is backwards or whatever. Okay, l'chore, that's what the Gemara means. Nizdam nala gesher, if you're walking behind an ashes ish, Rashi says, Nizdam nalo ha'ala gesher, v'him ha'aleches lefanav, yisal keno litzgodem, v'yavar lefanema. Okay? Rashi doesn't say it over here. Rashi says eishasish in what's it called, in brachas, where the same sugya appears. So if you're walking behind a woman in the way, you should, what's it called, walk quicker and pass her by on the side, on a bridge. Over achorei isha benar, if you walk behind a woman in the behind her in a river, then ain't lo chelik lolam haba, because Rashi says benahar the medalia lemona mistakel lipsara, she picks up her clothing and you look at her flesh uveishas ish kamer, so by eishas ish, right? But a woman who's not married, so there, even though it's aser, right, to have Yehurim Roim even for a Tanuya, but from Isha you don't lose your Chelik Lolam Hava. And Tosfos and Bracha says, not if it happens once. You do that all the time, you're going to end up coming to be a Menai, and then you'll lose your Chelik Lolam Hava if you're accustomed to do this all the time. You do it once, it's an Aveira, but you don't lose your Chelik Lolam Hava for any Aveira if you don't do Tshuva for it. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Hamaratze mos leisha miyado liyada or miyado liyada, a person who passes money from his hand to a woman's hand or from a woman's hand to his hand, Right? Rashi Hamaratza Mone counts money out and passes it over. Yad Hamaratza Miyad Liyad. Okay, didn't get it yet. Omiyadliyada Bishvil Shistakabon. He does it for the reason to be able to look at her. And looking over here does not mean just gazing. It means gazing. It means intently looking. Afilu Doma the Moshe Rabbeinu Shekibul Torah Mehar Sinai Lo Yinaka Bedina Shel Gehenna. Even if he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Makabel the Torah from Har Sinai, he won't be clean from the din of Gehenna. But all of Akashav Omer Yad Li Yad Lo Yinaka Lo Yinaka Ra Lo Yinaka Bedina Shel Gehenna, which is called Ra. A person who hands hand to hand. Right? It's not here because he's touching her. It's not to touch her. But he's doing it as an excuse to be able to look intently at her. Right? That's what's awesome. So stam, to hand change from hand to hand, if you're not tension, not to look at the person, is not awesome. It's only awesome if you're using it as an excuse to be able to look at her. Okay, now what's the idea of even if he was like Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Mekabel Torah Misinai. To him, it's as if he didn't get the Torah from the Rabban Shlom. It's as if the mountain gave him the Torah. He was such an anav, he didn't feel anything special because he got the Torah from the Rabban Shlom. So even if you're like that, you don't feel anything different that you're getting the money from her hand. But you're using it as an excuse to look at her, still you're going to get the Lo Yinaka Midina Shel Gehenna. Even if you're like Moshe Rabbeinu, where the actual giving, you're not affected by it. Omer Rav Nachman, Manoach Am Ha'aretz Hayah. Rav Nachman said Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz, meaning he didn't know Gemara. Shneamar Vayokem Vayelech Manoach Acharei Ishto. It says that Manoach went and walked after his wife, and the Gemara says that we learn that you're not allowed to walk after your wife from all these Gemaras about the Gemara. It's not a pasuk; it's a Gemara. First of all, there's no pasuk that says Vayokem Vayelech Manoach Acharei Ishto. There is a pasuk says Vayokem Vayelech Isha Achareha, and the Gemara just paraphrased that pasuk pashtus. Or there's another pasuk says Vayelech Al Beso. Beso means his wife, and Al means behind. But in any case, this pasuk never appears in Tanakh, and many times you find like that where Chazal paraphrased psukim, even though the pasuk itself is not exactly like that. And some say the reason is because you're not allowed to say psukim by heart. So when they were discussing psukim that aren't known by everybody, which you are allowed to say by heart, they paraphrase them in order not to be over that issue.
But there's a pasuk quoted on the side of this Gemara, so it's not actual pasuk.
No, Rich.
Part of it.
Yeah, because this pasuk, the pasuk way we have it, doesn't appear. No, Vayokem Vayelech Achareha, the next pasuk. No, it's the next pasuk. Vayokem Vayelech Achareha. No, that's by Elisha. That is it. What's it called? I don't know where this pasuk says "shoked in your gimbal," but all the mepharshim say that there's no such pasuk. Not the way that the Gemara says it. Vayokem Vayelech Manoach Acharei Ishto. Here it says it is. Okay, I don't know. Let's take a look at it. Maskiflor of Nachman Bar Yitzchok Elamiata Gabi Elkana Desi Vayelech Elkana Acharei Ishto. Ah, that's the pasuk doesn't exist. Sorry, the pasuk by Manoach does exist. The next pasuk, Vayelech Elkana Acharei Ishto, that pasuk never exists. There's a pasuk that says Vayelech Isha Achareha, and there's a pasuk that says Vayelech Elkana Al Beso, but there's no pasuk that says Vayelech Elkana Acharei Ishto. Yeah. The pasuk Vayokam Yelch Manoach is a pasuk. Not the pasuk Vayelech Elkana is not a pasuk. Pachinami, also Elkanah was an Am Ha'aretz. We know for sure Elkanah was not an Am Ha'aretz. And also the Gabi Elisha is a Navi. He couldn't be an Am Ha'aretz. See, by Yochum Ve'elech Achareha, says by Elisha that he went after the Shunamis. So the Chora, what's it called? They were also Am Ha'aretz. Ella, so what does it mean over there? They didn't walk in back of her. El Acharei Dvoreha, Vatsosa. They followed her advice. That's what it means after her, not physically. It means, they listened to what she said. They followed her. They followed her advice. So why accuse Manoach of being an Am Ha'aretz? Maybe it also meant he followed his wife's advice. Ravashi, Ulamai the Omer of Nachman, Manoach Am Ha'aretz Hayah, that which we started out with, that Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz. Now we said maybe he wasn't an Am Ha'aretz. Maybe he just did like other people, he followed his wife's advice. And even though there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that says whoever follows his wife's advice falls into Gehenna, the Gemara over there says that it depends what she's giving advice on. If it's Mile Dishmaya, heavenly things, then you can't just follow her advice blindly. But if it's worldly things, then you can. So these are some worldly things that he followed her advice. So Afilu Beirav Nami Lo Korah. If you accuse Manoach of bringing Am Ha'aretz, it's not just he didn't know Gemara. He didn't know Psukim. Because Psukim say you're not allowed to walk after a woman. That Rivka and her girls with her went on the Gemalim, and they went after the man, but not before him.
But she didn't know where she's going.
What?
But she didn't know where she's going. He's going back where he came from.
Yeah. No, but the Torah wouldn't have, if that was the only reason, the Torah wouldn't have gone on its way to tell us that. Torah went out of his way to tell us that she had to go after him and not before him. The only thing is, Marsha says, maybe that's because she was already married. She's a married woman. But your own wife, or a woman's not married, who said you can't walk after her? Right here, she was married. And the Mefarshim bring raya is that at that point, Rivka wasn't married yet. Because her father died the night before, and he wasn't Makabel Kedush, and she was a Ketana. So there's no way that Eliezer could be Makadish or Mamish before. So she wasn't a married woman. Okay. Rashi. Let's see, Rashi's still here. Am Ha'aretzaya. Yad Liad. Hamarasa Miad Liad. The person who hands money to a woman. Afilu hu kamo Moshe Shekibul Torah Miad HaKadosh Baruch Liyado is not going to be Menuka from the Din of Gehenna. Am Ha'aretzaya. The Logomer Derech Eretz. The Masnis and Diktani Le'el Lo Yahalech Odom Afilu Achrei Ishto. And Am Ha'aretz, a person who didn't learn Derech Eretz from, and he didn't know it because he never learned the Gemara that speaks about that this is a proper way to act. Elkanah Novi Hoya. Elkanah was a Novi. Kedetanya B'Seder Olam. Vayavo Ishu Elohim El Eli Ze Elkanah. Asor Neviim Nikru Ishu Elohim. Behu Echad Mehem. 10 Neviim were referred to as Ishu Elohim. And he's one of them. The Lekala Memer Am Ha'aretz. So you can't say if it was a Novi, it was an Am Ha'aretz. Neviim. Amei Ha'aretz are not Neviim. Ulamai de Komer of Nachman, the High Achrei Achareha Mamish Komer. Right? What Rav Nachman said in the beginning, that Achareha means literally he followed her walking, not he followed her advice. So then, if you hold like that, then it wasn't just that Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz. He was a total ignoramus. He didn't even know Psukim. Beirab, Nikra, Shikorin Tinokos Rav Ishrabin. The simple psukim the children know, he didn't know. Below, okay, now it's the next piece.
Can I ask, why does it have to be that he didn't know it, as opposed to, maybe it is her, maybe he just did it, or maybe he had a reason to do it, but what's the proof that he didn't know?
Because here there's no reason, it's his own wife, it wasn't the Yetzirah or whatever, right? Obviously, if he ignored it, he didn't know it, right? You can know something, if you ignore it, you don't know it, right? And there was no reason here to assume that he did it, l'hachis, there was no purpose for it, right? He could walk first, his wife could walk first. So if he didn't do it, he didn't do it because he had a Yetzirah. There's no Yetzirah for this. He walked after his own wife, right?
Like alibi, everything we learned, we automatically did.
Yeah, I'm saying so. If you don't do it, obviously you don't know it. That's the shot. If you knew what it was, you would take it to heart. If you don't take it to heart, it means you don't really know it. That's it. So either way, you didn't know it. So he didn't take in consideration even a pasha to pasha. Okay, that's called not knowing. Okay, there's no reason he should do it. That's a Russia. He was an Am Ha'aretz, or he was an ignoramus, rather than he was a Russian. You have given the benefit of the doubt at least. Okay, Omer of Yochanan. Acharei Ari, v'lo acharei Isha. Better, the case is talking where you have two paths. You have to go somewhere, and you have to go one where there's a lion roaming around, another one where there's a woman walking around. So better to go on the path with the lion than the woman. Acharei Isha v'lo acharei Avodah Zarah. I have to walk behind them. Better to walk behind the woman and not behind Avodah Zarah. Because you may be nimshach after the Avodah Zarah. You may start to look at it and see that it's nice and see that it's doing miracles or whatever. Acharei Avodah Zarah v'lo acharei Beis HaKnesses. B'shoshim is Paulin. Better to walk behind an Avodah Zarah than to walk behind a shul in the time when people are davening and not go in, because it looks like you're a kofer. And the Marashah says, because being a kofer be'ikr is worse than being an Oved Avodah Zarah. Oved Avodah Zarah, at least you believe in God, you're just adding not other things. But an atheist is worse than an idol worshiper.
It just looks like
and walking, right, right. And even though people are going to see from you and they'll learn from you that you see that you don't go in, you don't hope of the Beis HaKnesses. And it also explains over here which what it exactly he's talking about. Where you're walking past the door that you usually come into the shul in, what's it called, you pass by the door and you don't go in. And the Gemara in Brachas, we learned, says that there are conditions where this wouldn't apply. If it's clear you're a daven, you're wearing tefillin, there's another door, whatever. Okay. The lo achare isha, eshes ish, another woman, a man's wife, and you can either walk behind her or walk behind a lion, better to walk behind the lion. Velo achare avodas gelulim, shemi yimshach achareva. You shouldn't walk behind avodas zara, because maybe you'll be drawn towards it. Kshi, take me oleha darkecha. Keep far away from avodas zara. Tamrin and zu apikursus. Velo achare beis haknesses, bishash shatzibur mispaulin, shenirik kofer, you look like you're a kofer. Shomid machareva, veinu nichnas. It looks like you're passing by the shul and you don't want to go in. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar kol osan hashonim shehaya adam harishon benidui. Adam harishon was in Cherem for 130 years before he had his next son, and he didn't, what's it called, have relations with his wife, because the Marsha says that according to one opinion, menuda, person who's in Cherem, is not allowed to have relations with, it's like an oval. And according to the opinion that he's allowed to have here, since he was menuda from the Rabbanu Shalom, it was even worse. So he was holy Ruchim, Veshedin, Velilin. He gave birth to Ruchim, Shedin, and Lilin, all different kinds of ghosts. Not ghosts. What? Mazikim. Right. Lilim are female ones, Shedim are male ones, and Ruchim are some kind of spirits, right? Shenemar, Vayechi Adam Shloshim Hashana, he lived 130 years, Vayolid bin Musmo Ketzalmo, and he gave birth to someone in his own image. Till now, he didn't give birth to somebody in his image, even though he had Kayin and Hevel before this, but in those 130 years, he had no one else in his image, and therefore, but he did give birth, right? So the Mara says, Meisvei, Hoyer of Meir Omer, Adam Arishin Chasid Gadol Hoyer. Adam Arishin was a tremendous chassid. He did even lift the Meshuras Adin. Kivin Shirosh and Niknas on Nisal Yado, Yosher Batainis, Mea Vishloshim Shana, Pirish Men Aisha. Mea Vishloshim Shana. He didn't live with his wife for 130 years. Like we said, he was a Menuda. So, the Hel of Zarze Te'enim Al Besaro, and he wore clothing made out of fig leaves for 130 years. So the Chara, how did he give birth to anything? Didn't live with his wife. Or says Ki Kamrin Ahu b'Shichva Zera deChazal Onsei. This was talking about Shichva Zera that came out not because he wanted it to come out, not that he caused it to come out, otherwise he wouldn't be a Chassid Gadol, right? But it came out by itself, by nature. And that Shichva Zera, what's it called, produced the Shedin Lilim or whatever, which is an idea that a person. Even when he has relations with his wife, if they're kitikunam, then they create neshamas, children, that not necessarily come into this world. Sometimes it creates a child that's actually conceived, but sometimes it creates neshamas that are neshamas that never come into this world, that are purely an olam haba. And a person could be will find he has a lot of children he doesn't know about that when he gets to Shammai. Right? Maisa Bia, the Tahara, creates neshamas, as well as Shichva Zera, right, that a person is molded, also is molded things, but without bodies, but things that are spiritual things that could be mazikin, if it's done in a way that's either not proper, or here by other Marishan, the Shichva Zera wasn't not proper, but he was a Nidui, he was in Cherem for that 130 years, so it resulted in all these mazikin. That's where the mazikin came from, or at least a portion of them. That's why in the Minig in Yerushalayim is that the children of a person don't go after the mita to to the Kvura, because they make a cheirin, that all Yotzei Chalotza shouldn't go after him, which includes all these children that he has no about, that are spiritual children, that could be terrible mazikim after a person dies. So he's created all these mazikim, they make a cheirim on them that they shouldn't follow his mita, they should stay away from him. Since the cheirim says, call Yotzei Chalotza, then his children also can't go. But their matter sometimes is, if they don't go after the mita, they go first. Because the cheirim is, they shouldn't go achar. Right? I was just wondering what these mazikim do, if they also want to go first. So it's also not part of the cheirim. Okay. Va'om Rabbi Yirmiya, when does Rashi? The Nidui, Shiyosha Meu Shloshim Shana Nosu. And they should go Arba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Siv HaMin HaEitz, the Kilolo. Right, the Rebbe Shlomo was makalul him, right? All of the klolos, Misa and the Zeyas Apecha Tocha Lechem, all those klolos came. So he felt that he was nozuf. The Rebbe Shlomo put him in cherem. He's a menuta. Zar zeitena chaguros metargaminim zars and aprons of fig leaves. Shich v'zera de chazalon say nasa shedin v'ruchin v'lili mine mazikim. From that shich v'zera came all these mazikim. Okay, and I think that Ben Yehoyada points out that the Kuf Lamed is in the gematria of Ayin. The whole Aveira of Eitz Hadas started with what Chava saw. So for 130 years, Keneged the Ayin, that's what he was in Cherem. V'omer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Mikta Shvacha Shaladam Omrim Befana, the Kulo Shalad Befana. You only say a portion of a person's praise in it to his face, and you can say all of it not in his face. Right. Part of it is, the reason is, because the person may get too haughty. He hears all of his praise in his face. And the second reason is because the person who's saying it will be nechsha that he's trying to flatter the person. Right? So we'll see which reason can apply by the next thing. The kula shol lefan. Mikse shvachol lefan. Of the siv, ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefan ebador azera. The rabbanu shalolam, when he praised Noah to his face, he said, I saw that you're a tzaddik in this generation. Kulo shalom v'fanav, when he spoke about it not to his face, that seemed Noach he tzaddik tamim hoya b'dorosav. Right? Here it says tzaddik tamim, there it only says tzaddik. Another difference is, there it says b'dor hazeh, this generation. And the other one says b'dorosav, all the generations that he lived. So, l'chara by the Rabbanu shalom, it's shayach that Noah should become haughty. It's not shy that the Rabbanu Shalom is flattering him, right? But it could be that the Rabbanu Shalom did it to teach us that we should. A lot of times the Rabbanu Shalom does things that don't apply to him, but they're lessons for us because it does apply to us. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, my dasi vihine alisai is Torah betiha. Since we start now talking about Noach, so we go to something to do with the Mabel. What does it say that the Yonah came back with an olive branch, Torah betiha? Amra Yonah the Pnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. You mizonosai marurim kezayis and masurim biyotcha. My food should be bitter as a zayis. And Rashi says zayis doesn't mean a olive. It means the olive tree is bitter. See Rashi. Shalovah Amra Nifse Shvacho. Kolomar Derech Eretzu. Sha'afal Pisha Adam Mishabeach Es Chaver. Even though a person can praise his friend. Shalovah Fanav Harbe. Not in his face a lot. Not in front of his enemies, so, because then you lead to lashon hara. Ein mar the bishvacha lefanav, mitnation nira kemachni. It looks like you're trying to flatter him. Befanav ksiv tzadik, shalom befanav ksiv tzadik tamin. Torah befiya, maimer piha biksha, sheizayis torah shalah behind a mazon. Right? What's it called? It says befiha means not in its mouth, because obviously it was holding his mouth. Doesn't have any hands. So it means that in its mouth it said this when it brought the thing, and teref can also mean parnasa, what's it called, getting a living. Basar adam noach, better that my parnasa should be directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not through Noach. Even if by Noach it'll be sweet, and by by the Rabbanu Shalom it'll be bitter. And they say that, because the Shiloh, whether a Zayas is a Dabar Charif or not. It's bitter or not bitter. Right? And but here the Zayas is the Eitz HaZayas. Tosha says it. Maroran Kazayas, Hainu Elon Shal Zayas. It's also called the Zayas, not the fruit itself. And there's an Afkamina taka, whether it's the Zayas or the Eitz Zayas, what status an olive has, Lagabi Dover Chorin. There's an interesting Sam Sofer here. The Sam Sofer says that you're not allowed to have Hanoa from Divrei Torah. So how do Kolol people take money for learning Torah? So since you're dependent on people for your living, it's bitter. So there's no Hanoa from Divrei Torah. If you have to get your money, be dependent on human beings to support you, that's not called Hanoa mi Divrei Torah. Kshiv hocha Torah, v'kshiv hosam ha-trifeni lechem chuki. How do you know that the Torah, the Thea, means it said something concerning its Tereth means Parnassah. Hatrifeni lechem chuki. V'om Rav Yerim ben Elazar kol bayish nishmoyim b'divrei Torah b'layla shuveno nechra. With a house where Torah is learned at night, it's not going to be destroyed. Shenamer v'lo omer aye aloha osi nosing zmiros b'layla. And the zmiros refer to Torah, Rashi. Lo omer aye aloha osi lo hutzrach li'sonein v'lo omer aye osi v'hareini chorei. Right, he'll never come to a situation where he's going to say, "Where's the Rabbanu Shel Olam? I was destroyed. Where is he?" Right? Misha no sings miro shel Torah b'leif. A person sings the songs of Torah at night. Ulahachi nachet laila shakom nishma mirachol. This is a contradiction to the Gemara that says that David HaMelech was punished because he called the Torah zmiros. Here, the Torah calls the Torah zmiros. So the Marasha basically explains that it's not that the Torah is called zmiros. It's that it has an aspect of Zmiros. David said, Zmiros hayu lichukecha. They were like Zmiros. Here, no saying Zmiros balayla is just a euphemism, not for Torah, but that the Torah that's said at night is like Zmiros that are heard far away. A Zemer, people hear people singing far away. At night, it's quiet, and you can hear the Torah far away. So in that respect, it's like Zmiros. Not that the Torah intrinsically is like Zmiros. From the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the world uses the two osios of Hashem, Hashem, and not all four. Shenemar kol haneshama tahalil ko haleluka. And Sirashi, Zmiro shel Torah b'leiv, alach yinok et laila shakol nishma mirachot. Miyom shechor Beis Hamikdash, uposko ha-kohanim milavarach v'shem ha-mefores. Once the Kohanim stopped giving the Birkas Kohanim b'shem ha-meforesh, with the shame of Yud of Dalet Osios, k'damrinam be'im dorshin, that's what it says in Sota, show you mevorchim b'shem ha-meforesh, dayo la'olam shistamish b'shem ben beiz Osios, bein l'shevach l'fana, bein l'vorech isha chavero, right? We don't use Hashem's full name, but we use the two Osios, and that's what it says, calls man shamolek fa'olam, as long as Amolek is in the world, and there is no beis ha-nikdash, then the Shem Hashem is reduced to two osios, Yud and Hey. The Gros says even when there is a Molech in the world, and there is a Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis HaMikdash puts those osios back, and you have the full name of Hashem. But from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and a Molech wasn't destroyed, then Hashem's name has been reduced to two osios. And we use those two osios to be Meshabeach the Rabbanu Shel Olam. We never use the Shem HaMeforesh anywhere anymore. Only in the Beis HaMikdash was it used. And it's give a bracha to somebody else, because it's called Hanishoma Talakor. Kolomer Zahashem, Shekol Hanishoma Kulo Roy Lishdamishbo. Everybody can use it. Mechlav the Shem Ben Arba Osios, Veshem Amaforesh, Lo Lechol Hanishoma Nitan, El Lekohanim Bilvan. That was only for the Kohanim and only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash could they use those four, the Shem Amaforesh. The Siv, the Vorich Bishmo, Uksivu Vishomu Eshmi Hamayuchadli, Shmi Abnei Israel. So that's reserved only for the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. But other people have to use, if they want to say Shem Hashem, they can only use two osios from that Shem. They use other names, Elohim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But from the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, they can only use the Yud and the He, not the full Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now others say Kol HaNishama, why is it, Rashi says, all Kol HaNishama can only use Yud Kei. Only certain people can use the other one, that's Kohanim. Others say the hint is from Kol HaNishama. Neshama means chore. After the churban, you can only use yud kei. Or the Marsha says another pshat thing that says that Mashiach won't come till all the neshamas are used up. So as long as all the neshamas haven't been used up and Mashiach hasn't come, you can only use yud kei. V'omer Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Niskal Bavel, Niskal Shcheneva. When Bavel was cursed, its neighbors were also cursed along with it. Right? They were affected by the curse. Niskal l'Shomron, but when Eretz Yisrael was cursed, Nisbarchu Shcheinecha. The curse of Shomron was a benefit to its neighbors. And the idea being that when the Rabbanu Shem curses Goyim, it's bad for everybody. But the curse of a Yid is for his good. Now, he's not for his bad. Namela, the benefit that comes from it shows that the thing itself is not totally bad, that there's good that will come from it. Right? So it became a desolate place that where wild animals came, and Namela, all the people around, were affected for the bad. Shomron niskala shomron sparchu shenel desiva samti shomron le'i hasada le'mitai kerem. He made it a place that was desolate, but that where fruit grew, so the neighbors were able to get the fruit. Rashi niskalalu dayala olam okay. The scholars came from the klala given to Bavel. Its neighbors also had bad totzals. Nisparchu shchenam mekilalasa lamoras kipud v'sham holchus achayus rose. It was to a desolate marsh, and what's it called? And there wild animals come and damage mekomos hasmuchosla. They damage even the close to the by places. The oil rosh of oil shchenam. And the reason that it was Niskal, why the bad came, is because Arusha is Niskal, and the people that are around them is also deserve a klala. Because they shouldn't have been living around the Rishoyim and Bob. When we tie Karen, the Yehenu Shechineva, the Shevachu Shalosh and Niskeris Latova. Right? It'll be remembered. People remember the place, even though it was Niskal, and the people were thrown away, were thrown out of there. But Lamaisa, it became a Karen, and people remember it for the good.